back to the healing room. This is Ariel. Let's talk about death because I don't want you to be afraid of it. As an energy healer, I get to see what happens when people die. So I get to see what happens to their spirit. Your spirit is the light that lives inside your body. Your body is just like an outfit that you're wearing or a space suit. Like if you were to go to the moon, you would wear this suit so that you could breathe there inside your helmet. But to live on Earth, you have to wear this suit that has these lungs in it and this mouth and this nose so you can breathe all the oxygen here because that's how the atmosphere is around the Earth. To survive here, you have to be equipped to pull the oxygen into your body. But your spirit that lives in the body can actually come and go. For example, when you're asleep at night, why are you just lying there and not moving? What are you doing? To me, the way I see it as an energy healer is that our spirit, which looks just like our body but it's made of light, is kind of coming and going from the body. We're sort of living there in the day and we're making it do all these things like jump over something and fall down and sit down and run around and laugh and play. But at night, it doesn't move. I mean, you might toss and turn and kick and move, but you're not really aware of it. You're gone. You're not in there. I feel like at night we just soar with the angels, we play with other spirits, we play with spirits that are dogs and cats. We kind of roam the universe. We just explore and we learn. And our spirit guides and angels watch over us and they make sure we're okay and they make sure we come back to our body by the morning. You know how if somebody wakes you up, it's so hard to wake up because you're not back in your body yet. They're saying, hey, get up in the middle of the night or something. You can't. You're not in there. It takes a while to just kind of come back all the way back down from way up high in the universe and come back down to your body in your bed or sleeping bag, wherever you're sleeping, and get back into the body and kind of fit into it like a glove or a sock. It's like we're going to slide back down into it. We're pulling on our pants, fitting our spirit hands down into our physical hands. Fitting our feet down into our physical feet, sitting down into our pelvis like we're sitting into a seat and kind of snapping our shoulders in place, fitting our spirit head almost like a balloon into our physical head. And then we're ready to go. We're in our body and then we change our clothes from our pajamas to our school clothes or wherever you're going today. And then you're ready to head out into the world. Dying is so similar to this. One time I watched my dog Sonia die and she was gorgeous. Her body was gorgeous. She was black and white. She didn't look like a regular husky. She looked like a fox, only she had the husky blue eye and the brown eye. And her tail was long and floofy like a fox and it kind of dragged the ground, the tip of it. And her markings were black and white. She was so striking that everywhere we went, people were like, ooh, the mystery dog. She died because she had a brain tumor in her head that was cancerous. So we had to put her down because she was suddenly very out of it and didn't recognize us. It was kind of like she suddenly started walking like she was drunk. So we had to put her down, which means the vet came to the healing room where I had her and put a needle into her, which was the shot that helps her to die. Well, what Sonia did, she wasn't scared. She wasn't afraid. She knew what was happening somehow. She walked over and lay on her side. And the vet said, oh my gosh, that's what animals do when they're going to die. They get in the most comfortable, relaxed position. And she never moved again. We hadn't even put the needle in her. And the first needle was just to make sure she had no pain. And then we waited a while. And then the next needle was to make sure she didn't have a seizure or something. And then the third needle was the one that made her die. But immediately when they put the first needle in, just to make sure she had no pain, she left her body and I just watched her, and she never moved again. And I watched her spirit running like she was free. She was so free. And she was running across these beautiful fields that were bright green. And there were these colorful, bright pink and yellow and purple flowers in the field. And then this other dog joined her. And this dog was also a spirit. And I recognized it as my old dog that I used to have a long time ago. It had come to greet her. And they raced side by side by side. And then they jumped up a level in the universe. And everything was yellow. And they galloped and they galloped and they galloped. And then at one point, they jumped into what looked like outer space. And it's like they were flying through outer space, but their legs were moving like they were galloping. And then their feet hit this one level in the universe that made their feet look like they turned silver. And then I couldn't see anything anymore. And after that, soon after that, like within days, she began visiting everybody as a spirit. So my oldest daughter used to run her around the park. She would go running and feel startled because she could feel that Sonia was running beside her as a spirit. And then Sonia used to also go with me to the healing room. There were lots of you who loved her so much because you pet her in the healing room and she walked you into the healing from the waiting room and back out to the waiting room after the healing. And she slept underneath the healing table or beside the table during your sessions. But this one girl fell asleep during her healing, and she sat up suddenly at the end and said, "I felt like Sonia was here." And I told her, "I feel the same way. For some people's healings, it's like she shows up." So that's what it's like when we die. When we die, we shoot out of our body into freedom and happiness. And there are these green, bright green fields made of light. And these bright flowers that I see. And then there's some levels that are blue. And then there's some levels that are everything's gold or bright yellow. And it's just pure happiness. And there's always a spirit guide or an angel there to meet you and take you with them. And the spirit guide or the angel is full of love. Like they love you even more than your parents love you, even though that's hard to believe. They love you so much. And they knew you even before you came to Earth to be with your parents or your siblings or your friends. So when we cross over, there they are again. We can't remember them now. We can't see them now. But when we cross over, they remember us. And the minute we see them and we feel that love, we remember them. It all starts coming back to us like, oh, yeah. Where have I been? It's almost like we've been in this dream or something. Like we've been asleep all this time that we're on Earth. And all of a sudden we're waking up and there's our angel who loves and adores us and has been waiting for us. And they take us and they keep us safe. And then when we're ready, we show back up again on Earth. So we come back to the Earth and we help people. Like Sonia running beside my daughter to keep her company. Or guarding children in my practice or my daughters when they're sleeping to make us feel safe. After we die, we can come back and do all kinds of fun things. We can make people laugh. You can make a butterfly land on someone's hand. When you're just a spirit and you don't have a body anymore because your body got tired or your body got old or your body got sick, but your body finally just broke down, and you left your body, you can come back and do anything. It can be so much fun. If somebody has lost something, you can help them to find it. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how spirits move objects or help our eyes to turn a certain way to see an object, but they can. I don't know how that exactly works, but somehow, spirits on the other side can help us find things either by moving the object or helping our eyes or our head turn a certain way so that we see it on the ground, but they can and they do. Another thing spirits can do, meaning a person without a body anymore, which is called a spirit, is they can make you feel loved and adored and cared for, cherished. Like, For example, say someone you love on earth is having a really, really hard day. Say they're crying about something. You can move a wave of energy over them as a spirit that makes them suddenly feel like someone put a blanket of light around them and comforted them. So when we die, we're actually so helpful if we want to be. One time, this woman in my practice lived to be 100. That was her goal. And then when she died, which she died easily and quickly, she did not come back for a while to help people. For a while, she just partied. I was spying on her and I could see her in this gorgeous place with like these glass floors. Everything was white and everyone was dressed up in long dresses and gowns or something made of light. And everyone was holding these champagne looking glasses and drinking something. They didn't act drunk. So I don't know what they were drinking. Maybe it was energy. And they were all laughing and talking and laughing and talking. It was like a roaring sound, listening to all of the spirits at the party, laughing and talking and enjoying each other. So we ask our spirit guides and our angels to move around us and comfort us so that we're not afraid. We're not afraid of being born. We're not afraid of dying. I bet we were a little bit afraid of being born. I bet we were like, oh God, I'm going on this crazy journey to this crazy planet. So we give thanks that we already did that part, that we're already born, and we went through that transition. We give thanks for this life and all of the ages that we're going through. We give thanks for how we've handled all the transitions so far, like moving from grade to grade in school, or getting taller or older, learning new things. We ask that any sadness around death is cleared for us. We ask that we're unafraid. We ask that we are brave and that we understand that we are made of light and that this body is just something we're wearing while we're here on the planet Earth. We give thanks for all the angels who love us, who adore us, who protect us every day, day in and day out, when our parents aren't watching, when they can't look after us. We pray that someday, when our body dies, we pray that our spirit floats up like a balloon, easily, lightly, happily, like we're free. And we ask that we have so much fun. We ask that it is the happiest moment of our lives. That the ending is like this grand finale, like the fireworks going off. We ask that we feel like our purest selves in that moment, that we feel richer and brighter than we've ever felt in our entire lives, that we feel whole and complete. Tonight, we ask the angels to watch over you. We ask them to love you. We ask them to tuck you in a blanket of light. We ask that they take care of you and fill your dreams with magic so that in the morning, your spirit inside your body is so bright and so awake and so magical that everyone notices. Everyone can feel your light. Thanks be to the angels, and thanks be to the light. Good night.